My name is Lisa Gammon Olson, and I'm going to be reading to you book number 3 in my American Her Story series called The Cheese Song. I hope you enjoy it. Every time I glance across the train car at the girl with the red hair and the mean eyes, she is looking back at me. The more I try not to look at her, the more I look. Her eyes narrow at me when my eyes shift down to the little basket she holds in her lap. She's so loud at times nobody will even sit next to her. She's sure a sour one, Libby, says my little brother Henry, nodding in her direction. The girl glares at us. I feel my cheeks get hot. Let's look out the window, Henry, I say to distract him. Look, Libby, he says, pointing out the open window. More cows. I manage a smile and watch a young girl prod 3 brown cows through a pasture of dandelions. If I close my eyes, I can imagine it's me tending the cattle. I can picture a white farmhouse in the distance and the tall, straight figures of our new adoptive parents at the barn waving to me in the pasture. Our chaperone, Sister Agnes, clears her throat from the front of the swaying train car, interrupting my thoughts. Children, she says, I know it's been a long journey, but you mustn't worry. The Children's Aid Society has had great successes finding adoptive parents for orphans like yourselves these past years. We will find each of you a good home. I look up and lock eyes with the mean girl, just as Henry whispers, nobody will want to adopt a sour girl like her, huh, Libby? When the train stops to take on wood, we all step off to stretch our legs. The mean girl quickly darts away from the train. She glares at me one final time before disappearing in the tall grass. I quietly follow her. I find her hunched over her tattered basket and whispering softly to it. My dress rustles in the grass, and she whips her head around, her eyes big and shiny. Oh, it's a kitten, I whisper. You have a kitten in your basket. I drop down next to her. At first, she only scowls at me. His name is Bonesy, she says finally, after heaving a long sigh. She tumbles a spinning black ball of fur onto the grass. Bonesy, because you can see all of his rib bones sticking out. He didn't have a mother either back in New York City. I couldn't leave him there all alone, she says, straightening her shoulders. He's an orphan, too. Same as us, I say. I'm Libby. I hold out my hand, and she shakes it. My name is Josie, she says. Please don't tell Sister Agnes about Bonesy. They'll toss him off. This is an orphan train, isn't it? I reply, holding my head up. An orphan kitten has as much right to be on this train as the rest of us. I'm going to find Bonesy a good home on a farm so he can drink fresh milk and catch rats every day, Josie says, hoisting Bonesy up in front of her. He blinks his round eyes in the sunlight. Bonesy hisses at a dragonfly. Shh, Bonesy. I scratch the kitten's chin. I got half a jelly sandwich in my pocket he can have. I pull out a crumpled handkerchief from my apron pocket. Josie takes it. Here, Bonesy, eat this now and be quiet. She stuffs the flattened bread and jelly into the basket. Bonesy crawls back inside and we can hear him purr and make little smacking sounds. Before too long, he loses interest in the sandwich and he curls into a little ball and falls asleep. Well, at least he's quiet for now, I say, standing up and stretching. I don't know how we can keep him quiet very long. I've been hiding him, Josie says with a grin. When he starts making noises, I get louder. Suddenly, her strange behavior on the train makes a lot of sense. Now, when I watch Josie on the train, I get a tiny nod of her head. She really got a cat in that basket, Henry whispers to me. Yes, I say, but remember, it's a secret. We want Bonesy to find a good home, too. Meow, meow. The sound echoes through the train car. Meow. What's that? Someone asks sleepily from the back. Woof, woof, Josie says in response, quickly followed by oink, oink, and moo, moo. I can see her panicked eyes widen in my direction. What's going on there? It's a game, Sister Agnes, I call out. Quack, quack. Meow, meow, cries Bonesy from the basket. That was a good one, Josie, I say. You sound like a real cat. Quack, quack, Henry says loudly, catching on to the game. Hee-haw, hee-haw, oink, oink, oink. A duck, someone calls. A donkey. A pig. A whole train car is filled with sounds of laughter and animal noises as everyone joins in. Bonesy finally quiets down. I know you're tired, children, Sister Agnes says brightly. In a few minutes, we'll arrive at our next stop, Spring Green, Wisconsin. We'll be greeted by many prospective parents and a picnic lunch. But as the train chugs into the station, Bonesy decides he is done with the basket. Meow, meow. Shh, Bonesy, Josie says, trying to soothe him. Meow, meow, he cries. Sister Agnes is coming this way, I say in a whispered panic. Josie, do something. Josie shrugs and opens her mouth to answer when Henry suddenly jumps up from his seat. Bringing in the cheese, he starts singing in his loudest church voice. Bringing in the cheese, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the cheese. I try telling him it's sheaves, not cheese, wheat sheaves. But he keeps singing about the cheese, so I join in with all my might, and pretty soon everyone on the train is singing along as well. The people gathered at the station are smiling and pointing at us. A tall couple near the back of the crowd waves, and when Henry belts out another round of bringing in the cheese, they join in as well. We race to gather our things and exit the train car. While standing on the wooden platform, I look behind me and I see Josie awkwardly fumbling with the basket. Josie! I wave for her to join us. She hesitates for a fraction of a second before she does. She smiles broadly when I grab onto her free hand. We go together, I say, tucking her hand in mine, as a family. A family? She whispers hopefully. What if the people only want to adopt one or two children? What if three is too many? Her eyes fill with tears. Then we wait for the next family, I say, squeezing her hand. We wait together. My heart beats faster and faster when I see Sister Agnes speaking to the young couple I'd noticed from the train. Children, Miss Sister Agnes says with a broad grin, this is Mr. Pastor and Mrs. Robertson. She's the missus, says the man, hooking his thumb at his wife. She laughs and touches his arm gently. You got a farm? Henry asks. Lots of rats around? He winks meaningfully at me and Josie. You see that church steeple over there across town? The man asks. That's where we live. I'm the preacher of that church. I'm Pastor David. So you aren't a farmer? Henry says with disappointment. You don't have any rats? The man throws back his head and laughs. How come you need a farm with rats? He asks. Because we got a cat, Henry tells him solemnly. We brought him all the way from New York City. A cat, gasps Sister Agnes. Cats weren't allowed on the train. Josie opens the basket and carefully reaches in. His name is Bonesy, she says, holding him up for everyone to see. Bonesy arches his back and spits out a soft hiss. Well, you know, the missus says, clearing her throat, I did see a mouse yesterday by the garden wall. And a mouse isn't nothing but a small rat, Henry adds hopefully. You gonna adopt us, mister? Henry asks excitedly. All of us, Bonesy too. If it's okay with the three of you, he says kindly, pushing up the brim of his hat. And you can teach me that song you were singing on the train when you pulled in. How did that go? Bringing in the cheese, Henry adds helpfully. I keep telling him it's wheat sheaves, not cheese, I say softly. Bringing in the sheaves. I like the cheese song better, Henry says stubbornly. Then cheese it is, the pastor says with a hearty laugh. You can teach the congregation your version next Sunday. His eyes look into mine and he says, we have been praying for a family, and here you are. Would you like that, the missus asks, holding out her hand, to be a family? My heart beats a little faster. Yes, I say, we would like that very much. Wouldn't we, Josie? Josie just nods and grabs my hand. I hope you enjoyed the cheese song by Lisa Gammon Olson.